We are starting now Masech the Brochus, the first Mishnah, Me'emasai Kurin Eshemar Biarvin. Which means, when do we start to say Kurin Eshemar Biarvin
by night?
Now, the argument of this Mishnah is,
Yishma is midiraisa two times a day. As the Pasuk says, V'dibarta bom, we dashim V'dibarta bom means midiraisa, you have to speak in Kriyishma. The Pasuk says, B'shoch b'cho u'bukumecha. B'shoch b'cho means b'zman shchiva, when we go to sleep at night. U'bukumecha means man, we get up in the morning. So that's how we dashim in the chiyah to say Kriyishma twice a day. The Torah doesn't say Laila or Yom. The Torah says, B'shoch b'cho, when we go to sleep. So now the shaila is, when is the call b'shoch b'cho? His name is Saikur Neshma B'yavim. When do we start saying Shema by night? If the grain is Medaik, it says Loshin Kurin, the Loshin Rabin. It doesn't say Kareya, Loshin Yochid. Because it says the Chiddush that Kriya Shema, you can't be Yoytza Shemei Akoina. If you listen to a Chazan to say Kriya Shema, not Yoytza. The Brochus and Tfilu, you can be Yoytza from a Shriya Tzibur. But Kriya Shema, since the Mitzvah is to Makabal Omach HaShemayim, you have to say it yourself. That's why the Mishnah says Loshin Emesai Kurin, a Loshin Rabin. Everybody has to say Kriyishma. You can't be Yaitse from somebody else. So when is this man to say Kriyishma Balayla, the Arvin? So the Mishnah Mishoah Shakahanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumosim. As the man, when the Kahanim are allowed to go and start eating Truma. That means, let's see Rashi. Emesai Kurin Nishma B'Yavin, the Rashi Mishoah Shakahanim Nichnosim Lecho B'Trumosim. That means Kahanim Shenitmo. A Kohen that became Tomei. He touched the sherets. He became Tomei. The Tovlu. Right after he touched the sherets, he was Tovlu in the mikvah. The din is now the Herer Shimshon. He has to wait now. He can't eat Truma even after he was Tovlu until it comes Herer Shemesh, until it comes Pesach Chovim. The Giyah Itomei comes the time Lechol B'Truma, which we'll see in the Gemara means Pesach Chovim. So really the Mishnah doesn't say when the Zman of Kriyishma starts at night. It just says at the same time when a kohen that was tamei to start eating truma, which the Gemara explains is pesach chovim. So we'll see in the Gemara why the Mishnah didn't say klor pesach chovim. But in other words, that's what the Mishnah is saying. When is this man when he can start saying truma at night time is pesach chovim. So there goes in Rashi. Rashi says v'giya itam lecha b'truma. Came the time when a kohen is allowed to eat truma, because mefarshim Master Kasha. We hold when it comes to man marav, you're not allowed to eat until you say Krishna first. So who are the kohen? He was tamei. When can he start eating truma? When it comes to chovim, the who is says chovim is the man when you have to start saying Krishna first. So how can he eat truma before he says Krishna? So the Deek and Rashi just says v'giya itam lecha b'truma. When it comes to chovim, that's the man when he's allowed to start eating truma. But actually, he shouldn't eat truma until he first says Krishna. We'll talk about a term, what we have. If you have a minyan kavua to daven later, you're allowed to eat first, because you know you're going to daven marv later. But if somebody doesn't have a minyan kavua, and he's going to daven by himself, so locker is you're not allowed to eat before you daven marv, say Krishma first. So the kids of the Mishnah says, when's this man to start saying Krishma? That's the space of Yehovah. So the Mishnah, how long is this man? At Saifu Hashemaru Harishayna, Dibi Rabbi Eliezer. The Lezer says you can't say Krishma anymore after the first Ashmara of the night. And partially we hold that the night is divided into three Mishmarim. Just three different Mishmars. We'll have Gemaras about it, exactly what a Mishma means. It's a different change of the watch of the Malachim in Shemayim. They say Shirat Hashem. So three times of the night they change over. So usually a night is 12 hours. So it means the first 4 hours of the night, that's the Zman when you say Krishma according to Rebbe Lezer. Right. Let's see Rashi. Rashi ad soifu ashmaru rishayna. The Rashi at shlish halayla, one third of the night. Ad shlish halayla. That's one third of the night. In the forest be Gemara, that we hold there are three mishmarim throughout the night. Umisham v'yelech after 4 hours of the night. That's it. It's like 10 o'clock according to Rebbe Lezer. Over zman. It's after the zman you can't say Krishna. Why? The Rashi le mikra su zman shchiva. That's not called shchiva. For like karin and bay b'shoch b'cho. It's not called b'shoch b'cho. Like we spoke out. How do we know we say Krishma night? But the Pasuk says b'shoch b'cho when you go to sleep. Now we have Lezer learns the pshan b'shoch b'cho is when people are doing the mice of going to bed to go to sleep. So usually when the people go to sleep, he holds the first mishnah. like the first 3 hours, 4 hours of the night, whoever plans to go to sleep already went to sleep. See, Dasnish B'shoch B'cho means the Zman when people go to sleep. So after the first 4 hours, rove people already went to sleep. So it's not called the Zman Shchivra anymore. But since we hold like and Gamliel, the Zman tradition is the whole night. Because we Dasn B'shoch B'cho means Kol Zman you're sleeping. And people sleep throughout the whole night. That's what we hold Lalocha. But the Blazer holds no, the Pshat in B'shoch B'cho means the time when people are going to sleep. Now, when the rove people go to sleep, the first four hours of night, that's when people go to sleep. So after that, it's not a Zman Shchivra anymore. Now, Rashi explains, the famous Rashi, what about before Tetzik Chovim? Like a lot of Minhagim here, Amol the Dav Mara, Friday night, the Dav Mara before Tetzik Chovim. So Rashi, Hochi Nami, Lav Zman Shchivra. You know, it's not a Zman Shchivra, and you're not Mekai in Mitzvah Kriyashma. So Rashi Lefikoch, therefore, Hakayra Koydim Lechem, Mashmin was a minig in Rashi's times also, that people used to dava marav early before Tzetzik Chovim. So Rashi Layot Yidei Chavosa, you're not Mekai in the mitzvah Tzetzik of Kriyashma, the derisive mitzvah of Kriyashma. In Chain, I bazoi, so Rashi Loma Koyrenoisa, why when you daven early do you say Kriyashma? So Rashi Beveta Knesta, so Rashi Kdei Lamad Betfilim Matarach Divrei Torah, Rochi Tanya Bebraisa Brochus Yishalmi. Use Yishalmi like that. Just like we're knowing by Mincha, before we daven Mincha, we say Ashrei. Meaning to say Tfilah before you daven Mincha. In Suwa Din by Marav. If you daven Marav early, there's an Indian to say some Divrei Torah before you daven Marav. Therefore, you used to say Shema, if you daven before Tzetzik Chovim. But really, how Rashi, you're not in the kind of mitzvah of Krishma before Tzetzik Chovim. Therefore, the Rashi, Chayva Oleinu Likreisa Mishtechshach. You should know there's a Chayv again to say Krishma over again when it becomes night. The Rashi, the Chiddush, over Kriyas Pashas Rishonah Shodom Korei Amitofa Yotso. When you say Hamapal at night, you say the first Pashas of Krishma, the Yotso the Mitzvah Tesei. This is Rashi Shita. We don't have time now. Toys has the Gansa Rishas Kashas on Rashi, but the kids of Shan Rashi is like this. Rashi holds that the mitzvah deraisa of Krishma is only the first parsha. That's all it's midiraisa. That the we say three parshas of Krishma is only midirabonin. Rabbonin said we have to say Ramach words of Krishma. But midiraisa, you say Shman, you have to the first parsha, you mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. The Rashi Shita is that you have to say Shema after Tzetzik Chovim, that's only to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. Mashenki to mekayim the mitzvah derabonin. Zai of Davani Mar, or of saying Kriyashma with Rabbonin, that you could be Yetzir Kodim Zmana. That you could be Yetzir even before Tzetzik Chovim. Therefore, if you daven Marv early, so the Birchas Kriyashma, you Yetzir. Of course, that's only Midrabbonin, and you daven early before this man, you Yetzir Midrabbonin. Marv, you're also Yetzir davening early. Marv is only Midrabbonin. The only thing you weren't Yetzir is the mitzvah, the Yerais of saying Kriyashma, which the Torah says is the Zman of B'shoch B'chor, when people go to sleep, means from Tzetzik Chovim on. Therefore, Rashi says, all you have to do is just say Shema over again at night. And how much is Shema? Just the first Pasha. It's the kids, so this is Rashi Shita. Tzitzis Din Zechon Rashi. Tzitzis holds about that you have to say Midiraisa, at least two Pashas Midiraisa. So Tzitzis has different Shitas, how you Yetzir. But this is Rashi. Baita. So this is Rebbe Lezer Shita. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Again, that he holds B'shoch B'cho means a Zman when people are going to sleep. So you can start saying Krishma by Tzetzik Chovim the first 4 hours. That's all. After that, you can't say anymore. No, you could say Krishma until Chatzos. The Maskan of Sham, the Chachom means they also hold a Rav Gamliel, that this man Shchiva means the whole night. And really, you're allowed to say Krishma the whole night. Just Rabbanu made Hachoka. That we're afraid if you're going to wait till the end part of the night, you'll fall asleep and forget to say Krishma altogether. Therefore, the Rabbanan made Hachokim, the Rabbanan, you have to say it until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it said you can't say it anymore. Chomayim at Chatzos. No, ad sheyal amad ha-shachar. That's where we hold that for the Eved, if you didn't say Krishma, you can still say Krishma, Davamar of the whole night time, until the morning star comes up. Sadrashi Yachiyal Omad Ashachal Sadrashi Shakol HaLaila Kori Zman Shchiva. As Kosi holds what's called Shchiva B'shoch B'chor calls them on people are sleeping. Lamaisa, people sleep throughout the night. So therefore the whole night is called Zman Shchiva. That's what we're going to do. Maisa says the Mishnah, Maisa was a Maisa bor bona. Face the children of Rav Gamliel, they based a Mishnah, they went to a chasna, and they got their vesfasikid there, over they forgot to daven marav. They didn't daven marav at night. Omrulay, they told the father, Lekirina Weshema, we didn't, they came home after the chasna at 4 in the morning, they told the father, we didn't say Krishma yet. Omalahem, so when Gamliel answered them, his father told them back, Imloy Allah Omad HaShachar, if it didn't come yet, the morning star didn't come up yet, is Chayove Matam Likris. And this is Rav Gamliel Shita, that you have a Chiyav, you can still be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Krishma all through the night, even until Olos HaShachar. So Rashi Yad Shiyal Omad HaShachar, he says, Chol Lama Kroos Yaman Shkiva. Right, the Veloy Zu Bilvad Omru, because this is Rav Gamliel saying, it's not only here that he said Kol Halayla, Ela Kol Ma Shomro Kachol Mat Chatzois. It's whenever the Rabbonin made a din that you could only do this mitzvah until Chatzois, you should know that's only the Rabbonin Dikalocha. Of a really midiraisa mitzvah sanatshiala omar hashachar. It's any mitzvah that you could do throughout a nighttime. A nighttime is called the whole night until the morning star comes up. Hashiala omar hashachar. Now, what are mitzvahs like this? Hector Chalofim. Let's say you brought a korban in the daytime. You made the shechita and you made the zrikas dam. The burning of the chalofim of the fats, or else v'yevorim, the pieces of the meat of a korban oila, that all the meat is burnt, is mitzvah sanat shiol amar hashachar. That mitzvah, how long could you burn it? Throughout the whole night you could burn it. It doesn't become nicer until the next morning. Ba'ite v'chol ha'necholim li'yoy mechot, certain kodshim, like a chatis, you're only allowed to eat it one day, is mitzvah sanat shiol amar hashachar. You're allowed to eat it the whole day and the whole night. Because by kodshim, the night goes after the day. Usually, the day goes after the night. But by kodshim, it's fakir. Kodshim, you make your shechit in the daytime, and you're allowed to make the hector, the burning of the chalovim, throughout the whole night. The night goes after the day. So if you're allowed to eat it one day, the day ends at the end of the night by Yalla Omer HaShach. So Rav Gamliel, him came, how come the Rabbanan said dinim until Chatzos by Krishma and by Achilas Kodshim? The Pshat is it's Rabbanan dekaloka kdei lahachi kodim in Aveira. That Rabbanan wanted you shouldn't be over in Aveira. So they're afraid if you're going to eat the Kodshim until the morning star comes up, maybe you'll make a mistake and you'll even eat it after Olam HaShachar. And then you'll be over the Yisamaita, you'll be over the Chiyav Koros. Yes, the Rabbanan said, but the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat the meat till after, can't eat it anymore after Chatzos. So Rashi, Hekta Cholovim to Rashi Beivorim Shal Kabonish and Nizrak Domen Beyoim. If you made the Zrika by Yoim and the Shchita, you could burn it the whole night. His mitzvah and Rashi Lalis Kol Alayla the whole night. Vienna Nivsolim Belina. There's no soul like Neiser Lina Achiyalam Rashacher. So Hein Lamatim in Amizbeach, providing that they're on the bottom of the Mizbeach. There's a Chiddush in Rashi. Rashi holds that we have a locha by Kodshim, anything that's on the Mizbeach itself, the Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. So to have a piece of meat that's on the Mizbeach, even if you have it overnight, it won't become nicer. It only becomes nicer if the meat is not on the Mizbeach. That's what Rashi says. Zehein lamatim in the Mizbeach. The piece of meat is on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Tichsiv lo yadon laboitim. Chalovin, what are these? Are the fats? Shokol kabonis. Every korban, the fats of the korban you burn on the Mizbeach. Eivorim means the piece of meat itself. Now, by Reif Kabon is the Kahanim or the Bailim eat the meat. So, Drashi is to which meat do you burn? Shal Oila. A carbon Oila, that all the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach. So, Chol HaNecholim Liyei Mechot, Drashi, Goyin Chates, V'yoshim, Akiv, Tiateras, V'mnochas, V'toida. Is Mitzvos, Zman, Achilos, Natshiel, Amar HaShachem. V'hu, Mevi'in, Liyos, Noiser. This brings it to be Noiser. The Torah says by the korban toida, liyaniach lemenu what boiker don't leave over to the boiker, but kulam itoida yumadu. Learn out everything from toida that noiser is chal after the olah hashachar, after the night pisses. In came lomer mechol matchatzoyis the trashi b'kriya shema uvachilas kochim. Hirashi learns there's only a mitzvah chatzoyis by kriya shema, like the Mishnah says according to Chachamim, and uvachilas kochim. Why did the Rabbanan say only to chatzoyis? Said he can't eat the meat anymore. Because if you can eat noiser after Omer HaShachar, it's a chiyuv koros. So this is the Hezbollah, why the Chum was so makbid on this Isser. Because it's an Isser of koros. So not to be over chorus, they made a chumrah, don't eat it after chatzos. So for sure, you're not going to come to eat it the next morning. The same by Kriyashma, same thing by Kriyashma, so Rashi is warning, I Kriyashma, there's no chiyuv chorus. If you don't say Kriyashma, say don't say Kriyashma, there's no chiyuv chorus. So Rashi is new svarim. Kriyashma Lazarus has sort of shlo yomer, a person shouldn't say, yesh li yoy choy, it's very common, I come home at night, I'm tired, like the Gemara says, so first I'll take a nap, and I'll daven later. Before you know, it's in the morning already. Therefore the Rabbanan made a chokah to make sure you say before Alos HaShachar. Now the Rashi Shittir is the ekta chalovim, that we allow to burn the fat or the meat. The Tony Yochol Yomer Bechomat Chatzoyis. There's no hachok of Chatzoyis cloud. We're not going to look at Lodiya. She called Dovra Noig Balayla Kosher Kol Alayla. Any mitzvah you're allowed to do through the night means the whole night time. Bochinam Itam Bepershen of the Megillah. Kol Alayla Kosher Lekriyat Lekzira Soimer Lekta Cholovim Vievorim. Any mitzvah you could do throughout the night, you could do it throughout the whole night. Rashi holds the Hekta Cholovim, the Kahanim are allowed to do it even after Chatzoyis. There are the shittas learned, you're not allowed to do it after chatzos. The other shittas, the Rambam shittas is, even after chatzos, by hektach lov mezos and water. So they say, your husband, Mashi is, that kahanim has reason him. Usually, even though a regular person will make a mistake, but kahanim is a svar, he's a zorin. He always watches and is very careful. Therefore, by the hektar, to burn the chalovim, the kahanim burn it, we're not afraid they'll forget to burn it before chatzos. Aye, what about eating? So the mirror, when it comes to eating, even kahanim are not zrizim. When it comes to eating, they'll make a mistake on the one who eat after Alos HaShachar also. So when it comes to eating nicer, there we are afraid. If we're going to say a kohen could eat the meat until Alos HaShachar, until the morning, we're afraid sometimes they'll forget and even eat a little bit later. When it comes to eating, is not zoris. That's like the mirror. The dude be avoid, he's a zoris. So we know for sure he'll be master it before Alos HaShachar, he wouldn't be over the Issa nicer. But eating, sometimes will make mistakes. Therefore, the chum made a takonam that after chatzoy, you're not allowed to eat the basar anymore. This is the Mishnah. So, the Gemara now. Tono, heichi koi diktonim yemesai. Like, the Mishnah doesn't say anywhere there's a mitzvah to say Krishma. Right away it starts off, when is this man to say it? He should have first explained, how do you know the chal is a mitzvah to say Krishma? The su, another kasher is, Maishna the turn of the Arvist Resha. How come starts off the Mesechta about Krishma Shalayla first? Who the Kashrut is, the Siddur spoke about Krishma Shalayim first. So Kashrut, what kind of Kashrut is that? Make a tasty day is more important than Laila. So Taisa says, because you learn out from Tomid, the Siddur shall break your Tchila. By Korban HaTomid, the Torah said shall break your first. So vice versa, we should talk about morning first. The Taisa Rosh says, no, the Rosh says the Pshat is that Rov Mitzvahs we have are Noig B'Yoyim. Like tzitzis, tefillin, shachris, and minchis b'yoyim. So we're talking about mitzvahs. The Tanakh should have spoken about the mitzvahs noig b'yoyim first. That was the kasha. The kasha is, why don't we talk about Krishma shel shachris first, which is the next Mishnah? How come the first Mishnah talks about shel arvis? And for the Gemara, listen to the shachris b'resha, and for the Gemara, Tana Krua Koi. Our Tana, the Mishnah, is going on the posik. The Chsid, b'shoch b'chol b'kumecha. So male, it's miyasha, both kashis. How do we know that the chiyut to say Krishma? Enough in the pasuk and the Torah. So the Torah does not have to tell you that. Anybody that learned Chumash knows. The Torah says, b'shoch b'chumecha. And also, why does the Torah say first arvis? Because the Torah says, b'shoch b'cha first. B'shoch b'cha means when you go to sleep. That means Krishma shalayla. Yes, it's good when the Torah first explains Krishma shalayla, and then it'll be kumecha about Krishma shalayim. V'chik toni, z'man Krishma d'shchid aimus. Our mission now is going after the Chumash already said B'shoch B'cho, when is the beginning of the Man Shechiva? That the Mishnah says Mishor Shekanam Nechnosim Lecha B'Trumosim, when the Kanim first start to eat Truma. For the Morvi Boy, you say another teretz is, why do we talk about Laila first and then Yoim? Is Yalef Mibriyos V'Shaloyim. We learned it out from the Bria, the creation of the world. So this is only a teretz, the second Kasha. It's the first kasha, how do we know b'chal mitzvahs Krishma? That avada was saying b'chal b'shoch b'cho. But the second kasha, why do we speak about Krishma shalayla first, and then Krishma shal yoyim? That's what the pasuk says, vayera vayivoyka. So the Torah talks about layla first, then yoyim. The Torah also talks about mitzvahs Krishma shalayla first, then shal yoyim.
What's the finish of the bar?
What do you need it for? Okay, right, think about it. I think Toys talks a little about it. It's a good question. Right. Weiter. Kadimori Hochi, Ebezoi, there's a terrace, I'll tell you later. Ihochi, Sefer Diktoni, the Sefer that it says. Bishachem of all Stein Lefaner, it's the next Mishnah says, talks about the Bruch of Krishma. It says you know by Krishma, you say two brachas before it. The Yachaf Yachrel. Hey, Sin Shachrus, you only say one bracha after Krishma. Uverev, by night, by Mariv, Levor Stein Lefaner, two brachas before Stein Lefaner, two brachas after it. For the Gemara, listen to the Avid Bresha. How come later when we talk about the Birchus Krishma, first we say Birchus Krishma of Yoin, and then we say Birchus Krishma of Lailo? We should first talk about Lailo. And the Gemara like this, Tone Pasach B'Arvis. The Tana first starts off talking about Mitzvah Krishma of night, because either B'Shach B'Chor, or else the Pasach says Vayera Vayboike. Then Vada Tone B'Shachris. Then the next Mishnah of Masechta Brachos talks about Krishma Shachris. Now, Ad the Koy B'Shachris, as long as we're talking about the Mitzvah Krishma of Shachris, Pirish Minu B'Shachris. We go to explain all the Alachis of Krishma Shachris, which are the Brachis. Well, the Pirish Minu the Arvis. Then we come back to explain the Brachis of Arvis. Rashi, Heichi Kos Rashi, Meheichi Kos Solik, the Tane Bechoy B'Krishma. Shifchul Ishel Kan Zman Akriya. Like, how do we know there's a Mitzvah Krishma to start explaining the Zman? And the Gemara Krokoi, Visham Lomat Koydas Akriya. The Pasha Teretz is, everybody knows that. Everybody learned Chumash already. You know Bishach B'chor, the Chitas like Krishma. So even though Rashi says that the Pasuk says it from Bishach B'chor, really, the equal word is from the Dibar to Bom. From the Dibar to Bom, that's we learn out the Chiyah to talk in this, means talking Krishma. Bishach B'chor is just as man when you have to say Krishma. Bishach B'chor when you go to sleep, or Bukamecha when you wake up. But really the Pasuk is the Dibar to Bom. That's how we dash in Yafakir to say Krishma. The boy is famous as Rashi, Hod Atani Arvin Beresha, Yalav Mibriyasa Shalaylam. Hod Atani B'Shach, the name is like Kern Yashma B'Shach. Now, so to Gemara, Oh Mama, the Mishnah says, or the Bryce before, Misho Shakhanim Nechnosam Lecha B'Trumosam. When is this man to say Krishma at night? The same time when a Kohen could go teach Truma. For at the Gemara, Michti, Kahanim Eimas Ka'achulei B'Truma, when is this man when a Kohen that was Tomei and went to the mikvah at night time, when can he allow to start eating Truma? Meshas Pesach Chovim. When the Kechovim come out. So Rashi, what does that mean, the bottom Rashi? Meshas Pesach Chovim Shu Gemar Bias HaShemesh. That's the end of the Shemesh going away. His Bias sometimes means coming and sometimes means going away. If he will still see the prospect, Bias HaShemesh means when the Shemesh goes down, goes away. Because the hour will come on. Said the Gemara Bazoi, listen to Mishas Petzke Chodim. Says, why doesn't the Mishnah say out clear? The Mishnah won't say, when is this man to start saying Krishma? When the Kohen is table. When the Kohen can eat Truma. Now, when is the Kohen allowed to eat Truma? Mishas Petzke Chodim. So why doesn't the Mishnah say clearly? The Mishnah should have said, name is our Kohen Neshma B'Yavrin, Mishas Petzke Chodim. So at the Gemara, the Mishnah says this for, Mil Sa'aga Bruch HaKamashlan. I want to tell you another Chiddush. The what kahanim aimus kachli b'truma? When is the kohen allowed to eat truma? Mishas pesach chovim. That's good for the Mishnah telling you this chiddush. V'ochem mashma telling you chiddush the kapara loy makva. A certain times a kohen is mechuyav to bring a korban. Let's say a kohen was a mitzvah or a kohen was a nazir. See, he's tummy. At the end of the 7 days, he goes to the mikvah, and that night he's torah is allowed to eat truma, even though he still has to bring a korban the next day. The Yom Shemini, the 8th day, he has to bring a korban. So the locker is, to eat kochim, he's not allowed to eat kochim until he brings his korban. It's called the Mechusa Kapara. A Mechusa Kapara is not allowed to eat kochim. Mashenki and Truma, he's allowed to eat. That's the Chiddush here. That a Kohen that was Tomei, even though he still has to bring a korban, the bringing the korban is not ma'akiv eating Truma. It's the Kapara loy ma'akva. So this is all part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That just like Krishma is Balaila, Kahanim are allowed to eat Truma Balaila, even in the case where they're supposed to bring the Korban, because why? Kapara is not Makva. Now how do we know this? Kidatanya, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says by Kohen, Ubo HaShemesh Vitor. Ubo HaShemesh, we hold when the Shemesh, the sun, goes down, then Vitor, he's Torah, that means he's allowed to eat Truma. We hold Bi HaShemeshoi, kol zman the sun did not go down yet, is makvosim alecha b'truma. That stops his crying from eating truma. Aber v'yein kaparosam yakvosim alecha b'truma. But his bringing of the korban, the kapora that he needs, even though he can first bring that tomorrow morning on the eighth day, that does not stop him from eating truma. He's still allowed to eat truma, even though he didn't bring his kapora yet. So the kitzur, the maskana real, the Mishnah is still very shver. That the Mishnah once explained to us, when is there a zman to start saying Krishma? It means fetch chosen. So the Mishnah says, when is that zman? When the kohen starts to eat truma. How do we know when the kohen starts to eat truma? We really don't know. So the Bissomodno, why didn't the Mishnah go forth say out clear, say Sekechovim? So the Gura says a pshat like this, that the only place in the whole Torah it says the Zaman of Sekechovim is this Pasuk, Ubo HaShemesh V'Tor, that a Kohen's allowed to eat Truma Lefi Emes. The Pshan the Pasuk is, when it comes Sekechovim, that's the Zaman the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. So the only time the Torah says a Lashon of Sekechovim is in this Pasuk here by Kohen eating Truma. Therefore, when the Mishnah wants to say a Zman of Krishma, when can you start saying Krishma? The time is when the stars come out, the Mishnah wants to put it in the same time when the Kohen eats Truma. Because that's the Mokim in the Torah, where the Torah said a Lashon of Sekechovim. That was like the Gruah. Because the any time we don't know Pshat the Pasuk, we'll soon see how we know. But the emes of Pshat is the Bo Hashem, the Torah is telling you when the sun goes down. And Rashi says it means Bi Hashemish, the end of the sun going down. That's the zman to say Krishma. Our pre-Jewish, they say from the Abinazer says over that how come the Tana the Mishnah solely zman Krishma in a Kohen in Truma? He says like this: a Samadna Zach by Kohen. Kohen went to the mikvah. Really, he's Torah ready. But still we say, since he was tummy before, he can't eat truma till Sekechovim. What's the pshat? The Rebbe, he had tumma on him, the ashpo of tumma stays with him until Sekechovim. It comes nighttime, it's like a new zman, a new time now. So any ashpo you had in the daytime went off you, and now you're like a new person. That's why at night he's allowed to eat truma. So the same thing is by Kabbalah, by Krishma. We say Krishma in the morning. Why? To Makabla upon herself, O Machashmayim. So how long does the Ashpo of Krishma stay with us? Until Sekechovim. That's how long Ashpo of the day stays. When it comes to nighttime, it's like a new Zman, it's a new time. So you have to right away make a new Kabbalah, O Machashmayim. That's why you have to say Krishma again at night. That's why the time of the Mishnah is totally saying Krishma on the same Zman when a Kohen can eat Truma. The same Hezra. The reason why Kohen can't eat Truma, even though really he went to the mikvah ready, but the Ashpo of Truma stays on you until Laila. So same thing, the Ashpo of the Kabbalah Sol Machshayim in the morning stays with you until Sekechovim. When it comes nighttime, that's like a new Zman, now you have to have a new Kabbalah Sol Machshayim. So, Shkitza, how do we know by Kohen that eating Truma is totally in Sekechovim? Because the Pasuk says, Uvo HaShemesh, when the sun goes down, Vitor, automatically the Kohen is sorry to eat Truma. For after Gemara now, Mimai, how do we know? Tahayu Bo HaShemesh, when the sun goes down. It means, Bi'es HaShemesh, the sun going down. Vai Vitor, Tor Yoymeh. Tor Yoymeh means just a Lashon saying the day passed by, went away, and automatically you Torah by itself.